USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal law enforcement officers and National Guard members have been replaced by city police in Washington, D.C. This woman in Indianapolis says she's in it for the long haul.
We're going to keep protesting, we're going to keep being in the street, and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. The bill is called the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, according to a summary obtained by the New York Times. It would track police misconduct, nationally ban certain types of chokeholds, make it easier to prosecute officers, and make lynching a federal hate crime. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of the bill's sponsors.
For black people in this country, we've thought this country is out of control in the way it polices our communities and individuals for a very long time.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
An influential retired U.S. official is tipping his November hand. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State Colin Powell confirming he's voting for Joe Biden in the upcoming election.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
Powell making the announcement on CNN's State of the Union while ripping into President Trump, accusing him of lying, not being effective, and insulting many people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Houston on Monday to meet with the family of George Floyd. Last week, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that Biden was welcome to attend the funeral, but he declined because he didn't want to disrupt the memorial with his large footprint of Secret Service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Large protests against racism and police brutality in support of the Black Lives Matter movement have taken place throughout Europe and further afield. I can't breathe. The last few words uttered by George Floyd before his death have resonated around the globe. In London, thousands of people congregated around the US Embassy for the second day running. In Rome, protesters held a peaceful yet noisy rally holding placards that read, Black Lives Matter and it's a white problem. One protester standing outside the US Embassy in Hong Kong noted that George Floyd's death affects everyone.
It is a global issue. People around the world will be looking at the US and thinking to themselves that obviously black lives don't seem to matter that much.
The demos in Rome, London and Hong Kong came a day after largely peaceful anti-racism protests took place in cities from Australia to Europe to the US.
A California police officer was killed after an ambush. USA Radio's John Hunt has the details.
A call about a suspicious van led to an ambush that resulted in the death of a Northern California sheriff's deputy and injuries to two other law enforcement officers. Sergeant Damon Gutzweiler was fatally shot during the confrontation in Santa Cruz. A second deputy was injured. The third officer from the California Highway Patrol was shot in the hand. Gutzweiler was a married father of one child, with the second child on the way. The suspect, identified as Stephen Carrillo, was shot during his capture and is being treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.